Welcome to Thoughtfully Yes, the space where three therapists of color sit down to talk about mental health, real life, and the human side of healing.
We're colleagues, friends, and licensed therapists who specialize in everything from eating disorders and anxiety to perinatal mental health and trauma.
And in this podcast, we're pulling back the curtain on therapy, on being people of color in this field, and on the parts of life we don't always get to process in the therapy room.
So whether you're in therapy, thinking about it, or just trying to make sense of your own healing journey, we're so glad that you're here. Before we get started today, just a quick disclaimer that this podcast is for informational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for therapy, medical advice, or diagnosis. Listening to this podcast does not create a therapeutic relationship with any of our hosts. We're so happy you're here. All right, so let's talk a little bit about why we're here. We started this podcast because we kept having the kinds of conversations off the mic that we knew others needed to hear.
We bring not only clinical experiences, but also lived experience. And let's be honest, sometimes it feels like the therapy world doesn't reflect our communities or the realities we and our clients face.
We wanted to create a space that's honest, reflective, and relatable, where we can speak freely about mental health, identity, culture, motherhood, trauma, food and body image, and just life.
You won't find perfect therapist talk here. We'll share what's coming up for us professionally and personally, and hopefully make space for you to feel seen in your own process.
We're not here to give advice or offer a one-size-fits-all answers. We're here to explore the messy, nuanced, beautiful stuff that makes us human.
So, I'm Maya, and I am a licensed clinical social worker. I am an eating disorder therapist, and I just really enjoy, I would say, a few different things primarily. I feel like you can find me at a local like happy hour, Taco Tuesday. I love TV and movies and love giving recommendations to my friends on things to watch.
Fun fact about Maya is that she has a spreadsheet for her TV shows and movies,
which is
interesting.
Very interesting and helpful. And another fun fact is Maya and Morgan, who's speaking now, are identical twins.
Yes.
We'll get to a funny story about that later.
Yes. All right, Nelly will introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. I am Nelly. I'm also a licensed clinical social worker. I specialize in trauma, perinatal mental health, and infertility. I was born and raised in New Jersey. I'm a first-generation immigrant, obsessed with my dog, Rusty, and a first-time mom.
Yes. And a fun thing about Nelly is that she never knows what's going on in the entertainment societal news. Like, she's late to everything, so everything is news for her each day.
Like, Justin and Selena broke up? What?
Literally asked that in like 2024
when he was married.
Exactly. She also really loves, I would say, to try different things she sees on like TikTok. There will be like, you know, certain meals or, you know, water bottles, clothes, those type of things. And so I feel like I get a lot of information or what's happening from Nelly.
Easily influenced.
Well-rounded.
All right, Morgan, who are you?
Save the best for last. I'm Morgan, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker as well in the state of Maryland. I'm currently in a doctoral program, PhD bound, which we'll talk about in later episodes, but that will be in counseling, education, and supervision. A little bit about me. I love working with young people, but teenagers and up, life transitions, anxiety, and all that comes with it, as well as motherhood and perinatal postpartum work and all of the things involved in wellness. And so I have a black lab with blue eyes named Mason, who you'll probably hear in the background sometimes. And him and I hang out all the time.
one thing about Morgan and Maya, actually, is that they are singers, beautiful, beautiful singers that have said that they've retired, but if you're their friend, you know that they haven't.
Second. My mic disconnected. What'd y'all say?
We are ready to be hired.
You might hear us sing sometimes.
Yeah, that's what the podcast, it's real and raw, so.
We probably will.
But we did also want to share a little bit, aside from us individually, just a little bit about how we all met. I don't know if anyone was pressed to explain our story, but we met, all three of us, in graduate school, where we spent a few years just kind of navigating the world's ins and outs of social work and therapy and just new experiences at that time. And so I think it's a really great one story, but also just time frame to meet friends, because you're in such transitions, whether it's post-college, or just different life events that are going on too. But yes, you could tell that us three were very, I like to say funny, very open, honest, good communication, and always kept finding ourselves just talking about really important, but also serious topics, as well as some fun, more silly, I guess, things as well too. Mm-hmm.
Definitely connecting with other people of color in a predominantly white graduate school program was an experience. So one we're grateful for.
One we know is a common reality for many others in the field, because there's not that many of us who identify as non-white or Black, Indigenous, people of color. So when you find them and find community, it's a pure thing, and it really helps you kind of get through the tough times. But as Maya said, humor connects us, sometimes dark humor on the side. But I think that's the nature of therapy and therapists, in order to continue to do the work and like show up for clients and be present with everything going on in the world and in your own life. Like sometimes you need to make a joke or laugh and just be with people who understand. So we are real raw, but also hilarious.
We call ourselves hilarious. You guys will let us know if you're funny or not. You may be laughing at us. That's okay. We laugh at each other, not always with each other. But I know Morgan and Maya were laughing at me when I discovered that they were twins. Are we okay with me sharing this story?
Yes. Let's let the listeners know.
Okay. So Maya and I met in a class that, and if anybody's listening, which they probably won't be, but if anyone who is in our class at that time who did a group project with Maya and I, Maya did no work for this group project. I just want to say I just want that out there. Okay.
Yes. Right.
Anyways, we're in this class together. Maya and I met and we became friends and we hit it off. And she was so sweet and friendly. And I was like, oh, I like this girl. And me and our other friend, who's also in this class, we were like, they're like, she's cool. Love her. Feel like we hit it off with her. But sometimes we would like see Maya outside of class, and like sometimes she'd wave, she'd say hi, she'd even like come up and hug us. And which, knowing you now, is kind of weird that you did that.
I was gonna say that doesn't seem like me.
But. Yeah, I know. So what I'm hearing is you loved me. Okay.
Anyway, later episode.
She would be so kind to us. And then other times we would see Maya and she would just like stare at us, because we were staring at her, like waiting for her to say hi, and then she wouldn't say hi. And then we would wave and she would just like lightly wave back, and we were like, what is going on with her? So one day me and our other friend were like walking down the stairs in our building to the lobby, and we were finally like, can we talk about how Maya's like two different people. Like, she, and what is going on? And then we finally were like, she's low-key fake. Like, she is one person sometimes and another person another time. And, like, we don't know what is going on. Then we get to the lobby and we see that Maya's in the lobby. And we're like, oh. And then we see another Maya. We see two Mayas. And turns out the second Maya is actually Morgan, her identical twin sister, who is also in our program. What? Who Maya never shared existed. So we go up to them and we're like, wait a minute. And we ask Morgan, have we said hi to you before? And she's like, yeah, you guys do all the time. Like, I just wave back. But, like, I didn't know you guys. And we're like, wait, what? We literally, like, we were just talking about how Maya is switching it up on us. So that was a plot twist that I never would have expected. And if anybody thinks their friend is fake, maybe make sure they don't have an identical twin first.
Make sure there isn't two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Also, well, I would just like to...
Okay.
Right. But also, I would like to chime in and say I was doing a good deed by saying hello to people I don't know in the halls. So I don't want to embarrass them, you know?
No. I just talk about that. Because Maya and I were just
all the twins out here get information.
No. Maya and I were just talking about this anyway. Users, mm-hmm. tell us. Tell us in the comments or on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Would you prefer if two people were twins and you didn't know you were talking to the wrong twin? Would you prefer they were like told you, or would you prefer they like played along? Because in grad school, people would come up to, I'd be with one of the twins, like I'd be with Maya, and someone would come up to her thinking it was Morgan and be like, hey, I did this part of the group project, like your part is ready to go. And Maya would be like, okay, sounds good. And then she would text Morgan and be like, describe how the person looked and be like, this is what she said. And Morgan would be like, got it. And I'm like, why didn't you just say like, I'm not Morgan, but like, that's my twin, but I'll let her know. So please let us know what.
We're honest now. We're honest and thoughtful now.
We're thoughtfully us.
But yes, if there are twins out there listening or even siblings that maybe favor one another, and if you get that, I wonder what you would say if it's like always warranted the conversation of explaining who you are or just allowing the quick interaction and then informing your sibling later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want feedback on that because yeah. I think that's wild.
Take it to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I also feel like we explained a little bit about why we wanted to make a podcast, but I also just wanted to give a little bit of space to Morgan, who is the one that also was very ready, I feel like, to communicate, who, if you know her, is very open. She's so, I was telling someone, she's so good at networking, like all of those things. But I think more of why you in particular, Morgan, wanted to let your voice kind of be heard.
I think that, well, thank you for the networking comment. As someone who has crippling anxiety, it wasn't always easy to talk to people in network, but it does get better. I'm smiling if anyone is wondering. Anyway, I think a podcast, so I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm not going to name drop because I have like six in rotation and that's just a lot. But I like the ability to listen to people talk, and a lot of podcasters have guests on or like different themes for the week or the month. And I just like being able to kind of just hear what other people are experiencing and going through, stories they're sharing. A lot of universality. Sometimes I can't pronounce words. Universality amongst just the common people, which I think is so fascinating. I also used to drive to DC multiple times a week, which those of us from the DMV know. I actually saw, segue, I saw that DC is ranked number one now for worst traffic.
I was gonna say, I saw that too.
Over LA.
So that's right. Crazy.
And I believe it. So those commutes, I needed something to do, because music could only go so far, especially if there was nothing new out. So podcasts is what I kind of pivoted towards, and I just like the platform. It brings people, the community, the conversations, the networking. And I was like, you know, I haven't seen a podcast or listened to a podcast that can be what me, Maya, and Nelly can create and our experiences and kind of the work we do and our personal lives and how they impact. It's all connected. And so I was like, let's make a space, let's make a platform and connect with therapists, with clients who that we, you know, maybe don't work with, but people who are interested in therapy or want to know what it's like to be in therapy, but also who are just interested in wellness and well-being and want to laugh and want to learn how to manage stress and mental health and how to be a person of color or be an ally, like all the things. I was like, we need a space for that. So we're here and we're Thoughtfully Us.
There should be a game for listeners too, like how many times we say Thoughtfully Us, but you know, we won't say it as often, I think, moving forward. But
or will we? We're not.
We will. Like, he's up for Thoughtfully Us, which we're, you guys can't see up right now, but future episodes will be video too, so you'll see the tease up. Yep. For Thoughtfully Us.
We've got our tease up. But one thing about Morgan is if she wants to do something, she will get it done. So
yep.
Just like with most things, she got us really the ball rolling on this. So
she did. I was procrastinating my schoolwork, and all the grad students can understand. Well, I think everyone can understand. Everyone procrastinates. Most people.
That's true. Yeah. I think it's just exciting to be able to have this space to talk and just feel like we're talking normally, but on a larger platform, and just for people to hopefully feel like they can relate or can send us topics or questions or, you know, just kind of forward on our information to be able to share a little bit more about the field, like they said, but also just real life stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we are three therapists, but this is not like therapy focused per se. I mean, being therapists is part of our identities, but it's one part of our identities. So mm-hmm. You don't have to like be interested in therapy, be a therapist, like be in therapy in order to benefit from or like enjoy hearing this podcast. That's one part of things, but we hope that you love it and are excited to hear from you all about what you want to hear. We have lots of ideas, but obviously mm-hmm. want to hear from you all directly.
Yeah. Message us, comment on some of our posts. We're all about question and answers. We like panels, so that might be a future endeavor.
I feel like between the three of us, we've like been on a lot of like podcasts, panels, things mm-hmm. like that. So it would famous. Be cool to also be on the Morgan. You are not famous.
I know. I wish. Just kidding. I don't.
I don't wish to be famous either. No. It's scary out there.
It is. But I think that I don't know. Maybe our podcast will encourage other people mm-hmm. to use their voices or, you know, find their people and bring their own experiences and their whatever they want to the space of podcasting and to the listening ear, because there's a space for everyone. I really think that's true.
Yes. And as we enjoy this journey, and the listeners are along for the ride with us. So again, we love questions, we love feedback, we love listeners and information, and just hopefully you feel like we can present something authentic, something helpful, feasible, useful. But I just wanted to tell Nelly and Morgan that I am very happy to be doing this with both of you, that I consider you both my sisters in this wonderful, wonderful life that we get to live. And I think the information that we'll bring to others and our listeners and potential guests will be really insightful, and I'm excited.
Oh, Maya, you love us. We are honored to hear that. But on a serious note, yes, very excited to do this. I think it's important. And like Morgan said, like there's not a lot of spaces all the time for topics or like podcasts like this one. So we are creating that space. We're going to honor it. And I can't wait to do it with you two.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. What if I didn't say anything back?
I was like, wait, maybe we'll only get 2 out of 3. Which, like, you know, odds are reasonable.
Fair. 2 out of 3 is still almost whole.
Aw. Say something nice about us.
Now.
I'm laughing because I know Amaya really wants to. Zayla wants it.
Anyway. There.
Anyway, those who know Maya and Nelly personally, and the rest of you will get to know all of us personally. They are affectionate in their own unique way. If you've seen Grey's Anatomy, hashtag Twisted Sisters is what I call them. Anyway, so the fact that they both said something nice is really meaningful and special. And so, yeah, I wouldn't imagine doing this podcast with anyone else besides my two sisters. And I think that, yeah, I'm excited for the journey and hopeful for the listeners and the viewers and all the things and the connections and the community and, you know, always thinking of social worker mind, like the individual, but the whole and all the things. So I'm excited to see what we talk about and what we get real about. The Love Island reunion, we'll have an episode about that in August. Season 7 was crazy.
Crazy.
But
a lot of good things to discuss.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where we go. And we thank you guys so much for being part of this journey with us.
Fun fact to end and wrap up is we call each other sisters, but when we first became friends, people literally thought that we were sisters, which is interesting because we look nothing alike, nothing and having a similar skin tone, not even the same. We look absolutely nothing alike. So if you don't know what we look like yet, head over to our Instagram page.
Yeah.
And take a look at the three of us. We are not sisters by blood.
Right.
Those are family.
Me and Maya are, but.
Oh, right. Sorry.
That's like, wait.
Sorry.
Whoa. Two of us might actually look alike.
I was like, wait.
Sorry. There are actual biological twins. And then there's me.
There are? Crazy.
But together, we're triplets.
There we go.
So T3, which, you know, stands for us and thoughtfully.
Up the T's.
T's are up.
T's are up. But thank you. And we just want to invite all our listeners to follow us on social medias. We have a Instagram page and a TikTok at thoughtfully_us. If you're interested in have any questions or topics you might want us to look into or speak about, feel free to send us a DM or an email with questions that you might, again, want us to look into. You can leave a review of our podcasts and our episodes, and also share the episode if there's anyone in your life that you feel like might benefit from the information that we might share, or any topics that we might have in the future too.
Yep. And subscribe and like, and yeah, share. You can only get as big as the people who listen, but at the end of the day, it's not about that. But we love your support and sharing.
We are so excited to have you all.
Yeah. All right. Until the next episode, tease up for Thoughtfully Us. Which you guys can't see, but you'll see you next time.
See, our teaser.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.